This is tape number 3, side B, of the user manual for Alva Outspoken for the Macintosh. We are on page 51 in chapter 6, section 2. Section 6.2, Voice Settings Dialogue. Outspoken allows you to choose the voice that Outspoken uses from the plain talk voices installed in your computer. To customize the rate, pitch and modulation of the voice, and to customize the volume of the feedback that you receive. If you do not wish to customize a particular setting, Outspoken will choose the default setting. The default settings are listed in this section. You can also make temporary changes to these settings while working within any application by using the hotkeys without opening the voice settings dialog. These changes will only remain in effect until you restart the computer. Section 6.3 explains how to make temporary, customized settings. Use Command-Spell to open the Voice Settings dialog, which is divided into two groups. The first group is Voice Settings, which contains a pop-up menu labeled Voice and three edit boxes labeled Rate, Pitch, and modulation. The second group is volume settings, which contain three edit boxes labeled Outspoken, System, and Alert. At the bottom of the dialog box are the Cancel and OK buttons. Pressing Cancel button or Escape closes the dialog box without saving any new selections. Pressing OK, parentheses, or Return, close paren, will confirm the settings, save the new settings, and close the dialog box. When the voice settings dialog opens, the rate edit box will be highlighted. Use tab to move between the edit boxes. You can also use command hyphen hotkey to, continuing on page 52, move to a particular setting. To change the voice setting, however, you must navigate to and open the voice pop-up menu. There is no hotkey for this setting. The values that you can set range from 0 to 9. Use the numbers along the top of the main keyboard for selecting voice and volume settings. Subsection 6.2.1, Voice Selection. To make a voice selection, you can choose from any plain talk voice that is installed in your computer. Navigate to the voice pop-up menu. Press the drag key to open the menu. Use the up key or the down key from the keypad to move to the voice that you want to use. Press drag to select the new voice. When the new voice is selected, Outspoken will begin speaking in that voice. If you do not want to use that voice, you can make another selection from the voice pop-up menu using the procedure just described, or press cancel from that menu, parentheses, or the escape key, close paren, to return to the voice that was being used before you entered the dialog. You can experiment in this way until you find a voice with which you are comfortable. When you have found the voice that you want to use, you can navigate to the edit box to make other changes, or press OK to save the new voice and close the dialog box. The default is the voice that is selected in the speech control panel. There is no hotkey. Subsection 6.2.2, Voice Settings, Rate, Pitch, and Modulation. The rate setting controls the speed at which Outspoken speaks, with 0 being the slowest rate. The default setting is 3. The hotkey is R. The pitch setting controls the pitch of the voice being used by Outspoken, with 0 being very low or deep. The default setting is 3. The hotkey is P. That's P as in pitch. The modulation setting controls the amount of inflection that Outspoken uses, with 0 being very flat. The default setting is 5, The hotkey is M. That's M as in modulation. When you are finished making your selections, press OK, parentheses, or return, close paren, to save the settings to disk and close the dialog box. Press the cancel key from the dialog box, parentheses, or escape, close paren, to close the dialog box without saving the new settings. Subsection 6.2.3, volume settings, outspoken, system, and alert. The outspoken settings controls the volume of the speech output. Since the speech volume cannot be louder than the system setting, if the volume is too low, continued on page 53, when set to 9, you should increase the system setting and then come back to adjust the outspoken setting. The default setting is 9. The hotkey is O. The system setting controls the volume of your computer and therefore indirectly controls outspoken itself. Outspoken's volume cannot be louder than the system volume. The default setting is your max system volume setting at the time your computer was started. The hotkey is S. The alert setting controls the volume level of your computer's alert sounds. The default setting is your max alert volume setting at the time your computer was started. The hotkey is A. Both the system and alert settings are here as a convenience. System and alert volumes can still be adjusted from the sound or monitors and sound control panel. However, to make changes in these control panels requires the movement of sliders, a process that may require sighted assistance. Subsection 6.2.4, muting outspoken. To temporarily mute outspoken, enter 0 in the system edit box. Outspoken will issue a warning that, quote, system volume is now off. Press a digit from 1 to 9 to turn it back on, close quote. If you wish to mute only the speech and not mute the system or alert settings, you can do so by entering 0 in the outspoken edit box. Outspoken will issue a warning that, quote, outspoken volume is now off. Press a digit from 1 to 9 to turn it back on, close quote. If you wish to mute only the alert sounds, enter 0 in the alert edit box. Outspoken will issue a warning that, quote, alert volume is now off. Press a digit from 1 to 9 to turn it back on, close quote. As a safety measure, none of the volume settings can be muted by using the temporary settings. To unmute any of the settings, re-enter the voice settings dialog and set the volume from 1 to 9, or make temporary changes to increase the volume. Section 6.3, temporary settings. If you are working within a particular application, it is sometimes useful to make temporary changes to particular feedback. You can make temporary changes to any of Outspoken's custom volume or voice settings from the keyboard without opening the dialog. It is important to remember that these changes are only temporary. When you restart your computer, Outspoken will revert to the default or previously customized settings. However, if you wish to save these new settings permanently, open the Custom Setting or Voice Settings dialog box and press OK, parentheses, return, close paren. Continuing on page 54. Subsection 6.3.1, Temporary Custom Settings. From within any application, press and hold down the Command key and tap Info. Outspoken will say, quote, custom, close quote. While still holding down Command, press the hotkey for the feedback that you wish to customize. If you press the hotkey again while still holding down Command, Outspoken will cycle through the possible settings. When Outspoken announces a setting that you wish to select, release the command key to make that selection, or press another hotkey while continuing to hold down command to make changes to other settings. When you have finished making all the temporary changes that you want, release the command key. The custom settings hotkeys are as follows. A for at work, C for capitals, L caps lock, D dimmed text, E echo, G graphics, I eyebar, M movement, N numbers, P punctuation, R repeat filter, S style change, W windows. Subsection 6.3.2, temporary voice and volume settings. From within any application, press and hold down the command key and tap spell. Outspoken will say, quote, voice, close quote. While still holding down the command key, press the hotkey for the setting that you wish to customize. Continue to press the hotkey while still holding down the command key to cycle through the possible settings. When you hear the setting that you wish to select, release the command key to make that selection. Or press another hotkey while continuing to hold down the command key to make changes to other settings. When you have finished making all of the temporary changes that you want, release the command key. For safety purposes, none of the volume settings can be muted, parentheses, set to 0, close paren, by using the temporary changes. You must enter the voice settings dialog to mute any of the volume settings. The voice settings hotkeys are, continued on page 55, R for rate, P for pitch, M for modulation, O, outspoken, S, system, A, alert. Section 6.4, dictionary settings. Outspoken maintains two dictionaries, one for words and one for graphics. You can customize the pronunciation of words that Outspoken reads from within the Outspoken dictionary dialog. You can customize the names of icons and symbols from within the graphics dictionary dialog. Subsection 6.4.1, customizing word pronunciation. Outspoken pronounces words according to certain phonetic rules. You may want to change the way in which Outspoken pronounces certain words to suit your needs. To change the pronunciation of a word, use the Outspoken dictionary. The Outspoken Dictionary dialog contains two edit boxes, one labeled the word and one labeled now pronounced as. To the right of the second edit box is the hear button, which allows you to hear the new pronunciation before making any permanent changes. Along the bottom of the dialog are four buttons, previous, next, cancel, and OK. The previous and next buttons move you forward and back through other previously defined words in the dictionary. The cancel button closes the dialog box without making any changes. The OK button accepts any changes made and then closes the dialog box. When the dialog opens, the word that you want to change will appear in the first edit box. If this word has not been previously defined, the eyebar will be blinking in the second edit box. If the word has been previously defined, the current pronunciation will appear in the second edit box and will be highlighted. This means that if you begin typing, the new pronunciation will replace the previous pronunciation. It is important to remember that only one dictionary change can be made at a time. After you make the change you want to the pronunciation of a word, press OK. If you want to change another word, you must open the dialog box again. If Outspoken pronounces a word that you would like to change, leave the pointer on that word and press Command-Say to open the Outspoken dictionary dialog. Since Outspoken reads words phonetically, type in a new spelling for that word that may make the pronunciation preferable to you. Continuing on page 56. You can experiment with different phonetic pronunciations by using the Here button located to the right of the edit box in which you have just typed the new pronunciation. If you do not like the pronunciation, use the Delete key to delete unwanted letters and then try different spellings. You do not have to learn any special phonetic language. You can just type in English. Parentheses, hint. Separating syllables by spaces can sometimes help achieve the desired pronunciation. Close paren. When you find a pronunciation that you like, press OK to save the changes. Press Cancel to leave the dictionary without making any changes. You can also define words that contain an apostrophe. However, it is important to note that Outspoken distinguishes between a curly apostrophe and a straight apostrophe, and would consider the same word with each of these apostrophes as two different words. Therefore, you would have to make two separate dictionary entries to account for the difference. If you're using a word processor such as Microsoft Word that offers the option of setting the apostrophe style, you may want to customize this setting to automatically change straight apostrophes to curly apostrophes. You can also change or delete any entry that is already in the dictionary, even if it is not on your screen. Place the pointer on any text so that Outspoken reads that word. Press Command-Say. When you enter the Outspoken Dictionary dialog, the current word will be selected. Use the Next and Previous buttons in the dialog box to scan the dictionary's contents until you find the word that you want to change or delete. To change the pronunciation, follow the procedure described above. To delete the entry in the second edit box, use the Delete key. Press OK to accept any changes and close the dialog box. Remember that you can only make one change at a time. You must press OK after each change. Subsection 6.4.2, Customizing Graphics. Outspoken can identify graphics such as icons and symbols. For your convenience, we have defined many standard Macintosh operating system graphics. If you come to a graphic that is not yet defined, Outspoken will say, quote, icon, close quote, or, quote, symbol, close quote. To name that graphic, leave the pointer on the graphic and press Command-Say to open the Graphics Dictionary dialog. The dialog will say, quote, the icon or symbol now pronounced as, close quote, followed by an edit box. The edit box will contain a blinking eye bar. If you want to change the name of a previously defined graphic that is on your screen, place the pointer on that graphic and press Command-Say. When the Graphics Dictionary dialog opens, the name of that graphic will be highlighted in the edit box. You can now type a name for the unnamed or previously named graphic using the same procedure as described above for word pronunciation. If you want to, continued on page 57, hear the way in which Outspoken will read the name, press the Here button to the right of the edit box. You can make changes to the name by using the Delete key. To save the new name, press OK. This will save the name in the graphics dictionary and close the dialog box. You can only change one graphic at a time. If you want to change, add, or delete any other graphics, you must reopen the dialog box. If you do not want to save the changes, press Cancel to close the dialog box without saving any changes. Please note that if Graphics in the Custom Settings dialog is set to Nothing, Outspoken will ignore all graphics, skipping over them entirely. You can also edit or delete graphics that have been previously named, even if they are not on the screen. Point to any graphic and press Command-Say to open the Graphics Dictionary dialog box. Use the Previous or Next buttons at the bottom of the dialog to move to other graphics in the Graphics Dictionary. When you locate the entry that you wish to edit or delete, make the changes to the name or delete that name that is listed. Press OK, parentheses or return, close paren, to make the change. Press Cancel, parentheses or escape, close paren, to ignore the change. It is important to note that different icons can have the same name, such as quote folder, close quote. Since this might cause a problem when editing the graphics dictionary using previous and next, it is always best to edit the graphics dictionary by pointing to the graphic whenever possible. You might also wish to assign unique names to similar icons. Sometimes, when you are searching for an icon or symbol that has been defined in the dictionary, that particular icon may have changed shape due to a particular state, such as normal, selected, opened, or dimmed. There are also different icons for different color settings and for different operating systems. You can determine all of the states, parentheses, except for opened, close paren, by using Info. Outspoken will distinguish between these states by allowing you to give them unique names. For instance, in its normal state, a folder's icon may be called folder. But when the folder icon is selected, parentheses highlighted, close paren, Outspoken will recognize this as a different icon. You may want to name this state, quote, folder selected, close quote, with its own entry in the Outspoken dictionary. Another example might be to name the empty trash can, quote, trash, close quote, and the trash with items in it, quote, trash full, close quote. This is the end of Chapter 6, Customizing Outspoken. The following is an alphabetized list of Outspoken commands. Each command is listed alphabetically, followed by the keystroke for that particular command. Also followed by a description of what that command does. The first term, the command bottom. The keystroke shift hyphen top. Description, moves the pointer to the bottom left corner of the current window. Cancel, colon, the cancel key. Cancels any outspoken operation that requires multiple keystrokes as long as that operation is in progress. Also acts as the equivalent of pressing the cancel button in a dialog box that contains one. Collapse all windows. Keystroke, shift, hyphen, option, hyphen, window. Parentheses, OS 8.x only, close paren. Used to collapse all windows in the current application. Current line location. Keystroke, option, hyphen, where. Announces the current line number followed by the total number of lines in the window. Custom Settings dialog. Keystroke, Command-Info. Opens the Outspoken Custom Settings dialog box used for customizing Outspoken feedback. Find attribute. Keystroke, Find, comma, Command, hyphen, parentheses, attribute, close paren. Searches for the next occurrence of a specific attribute from the current pointer location. This command works in conjunction with direction keys. Find consecutive attribute. Keystroke, find, comma, say. Following a find attribute command, use find, comma, say to read all consecutive words with that attribute. Find in document. Find, comma, scroll, comma, parentheses, down or up, close paren. Searches from the pointer location to the end or to the top of the document, respectively. Find in window. Keystroke, find, comma, parentheses, down, up, or select, close paren. If you choose down, it searches from the pointer location to the bottom of the window. If you press up, it searches from the pointer location to the top of the window. If you use select, it searches the entire window from the pointer location down and from the top back to the pointer location. Find pointer slash /i-bar. Keystroke, shift hyphen find. If the pointer is at the i-bar, it will be moved to its previous position. If the pointer is not at the i-bar, it will be moved to it if there is one. Find text, graphic, or attribute. Keystroke, find. Use to navigate to a particular string of text, a graphic, or a particular attribute. Go to line. Keystroke, command, hyphen, go to. Moves the pointer to and reads a particular line on the screen. Go to screen coordinate. Keystroke, go to. Moves the pointer to a particular coordinate on the screen. Used in conjunction with number keys on the main keyboard and down or right. Go to window coordinate. Keystroke, shift, hyphen, go to. Moves the pointer to a particular coordinate within the window. Used in conjunction with number keys on the main keyboard and down and right. Graphics dictionary. Parentheses, see Outspoken dictionary, close paren. Hide control strip. Keystroke, control, hyphen, window. Hides the control strip on the desktop. This is a toggle command. Hide slash show application. Keystroke, command, hyphen, option, hyphen, top. Toggles between hide others and show all in the application menu. The info command, keystroke, info. Used to obtain information about the item on which the pointer is currently placed. Command, key described. Keystroke, say. Announces the name of any key on the keyboard or numeric keypad. Mark on screen. Keystroke, mark. Allows you to mark, or name, a particular location on the screen. Used in conjunction with the go to command. Mark in window. Keystroke, shift, hyphen, mark. allows you to mark a particular location within a window, used in conjunction with the Go To command. Mouse click. Keystroke select. Issues a mouse button click. Can also be used in conjunction with Shift for other mouse click variations. Mouse drag. Keystroke drag. The equivalent of pressing and holding down the mouse button in order to try to activate various drag features, including opening a pull-down or pop-up menu, highlighting text, moving icons, opening the contextual menu, and moving and resizing windows. Must be followed with a second drag press in order to exit the drag mode. Mouse on slash off. Keystroke option hyphen menu. Turn off or deactivate the mouse, trackball, or trackpad. This is a toggle command. Move in increments. Keystroke option hyphen parentheses down, left, right, or up, close paren. Moves the pointer by 1/10 of an inch down, left, right, or up, respectively. Also can be used in conjunction with the drag feature to resize a window. Move to bottom of document. Keystroke, scroll, comma, shift, hyphen, top. Quickly moves to the bottom of a document. Move to close box. Command hyphen top. Moves the pointer to the close box of the current window. Does not execute the close command. Move to menu bar. Menu. Moves the pointer to the upper left end of the menu bar and places it on the Apple menu symbol. Command, move to top. Keystroke, top. Moves the pointer to the top left corner of the current window. Move to top of document. Keystroke, scroll, comma, top. Quickly moves to the top of a document. Move to window edge. Command hyphen parentheses down, left, right, or up. Close paren. Moves the pointer to the bottom, left, right, or top edge of the current window, respectively. Open icon. Command hyphen option hyphen down. The equivalent of issuing a double click on the mouse button to open an icon. Outspoken Dictionary slash Outspoken Graphics Dictionary. Command hyphen say. Used to change the pronunciation of a particular word or to name or rename a graphic. Outspoken on slash off. Keystroke, control, hyphen, menu. Turns outspoken on and off. Quick go-to. Keystroke, option, hyphen, go-to. Moves the pointer to a previously set quick mark. Quick mark. Keystroke, option, hyphen, mark. Allows you to issue a temporary mark for a particular location, used in conjunction with Quick Go To. Read as written to screen. Keystroke, Command, hyphen, option, hyphen, say. Reads words as they are written to the screen. This is a toggle command. Read attribute. Find, comma, say. Following a find attribute command, use find, comma, say to read all consecutive words with that attribute. Read by character. Shift, hyphen, parentheses, left or right, close paren, reads the character or graphic to the left or right of the pointer, respectively. Read by word, left or right, reads the word or graphic to the left or right of the pointer, respectively. Read column, shift hyphen parentheses down or up, close paren, reads a column of text from the current pointer location to the end or beginning, respectively. Read current item, shift hyphen say. Reads the word or graphic on which the pointer is located. The pointer is not moved. Read current line, keystroke say. Reads the entire line in which the pointer is located. The pointer is not moved. Read highlighted or selected text, keystroke, option, hyphen, find. Moves to and reads an entire block of highlighted or selected text or a highlighted graphic. Read next line, keystroke, down. Reads the next line of text from the pointer location to the end of the line. Read previous line, keystroke, up. Reads the previous line of text from the pointer location to the beginning of that line. Read window, keystroke, option, hyphen, say. Reads the contents of the active window from the current pointer location to the bottom. Resize window, command hyphen window. Used in conjunction with the following keys to resize and reshape windows. Using top or select, it enlarges the window to cover the entire screen. Used with left or right, reshapes the window to cover left or right half of screen. Used with up or down, reshapes window to cover top or bottom half of screen. Review mode, keystroke, shift hyphen menu, parentheses, or tilde hyphen shift hyphen menu from the main keyboard, close paren. Activates review mode. Say on. Keystroke, command, hyphen, option, hyphen, say. Reads words as they are written to the screen. This is a toggle command. Command, scroll, keystroke, scroll. Moves unseen parts of the document into the current window, used in conjunction with direction keys. Scroll all the way, keystroke, scroll, comma, command, hyphen, parentheses, down, left, right, or up, close paren. Scrolls the document all the way down, left, right, or up, respectively. Scroll by line. Keystroke, scroll, comma, shift, hyphen, parentheses, down, left, right, or up, close paren. Scrolls down, left, right, or up, respectively, by approximately 1/4 of an inch. Scroll by percentage. Keystroke, scroll, comma, go to. Used to move the elevator box to some relative position within the scroll bar, used in conjunction with number keys, on the main keyboard, followed by a direction key. Scroll information, keystroke, option, hyphen, scroll, announces a percentage reading of the location of the elevator box within the vertical and or horizontal scroll bars. Scroll, comma, info issues the same command. Scroll window, keystroke, scroll, comma, parentheses, down, left, right, or up, close paren. Scrolls down, left, right, or up, respectively, by one window. Silence, speech. Keystroke, say. Used to silence speech if Outspoken is reading as a result of using one of Outspoken's direction keys. Spell military. Keystroke, option, hyphen, spell. Spells the current word in military spelling. Spell word, keystroke, spell. Spells the current word. Temporary custom settings. Keystroke, command, hyphen, info. Parentheses. Continue to hold down command while pressing a hotkey. Close paren. Used to make temporary changes to custom settings from within any application without opening the dialog box. Temporary voice and volume settings. Keystroke, command, hyphen, spell. Parentheses. Continue to hold down command while pressing a hotkey. Close paren. Used to make temporary changes to voice and volume settings from within any application without opening the dialog box. Top window. Keystroke, option, hyphen, top. Moves the pointer to the top or active window. Uncollapse all windows. Keystroke, command, hyphen, option, hyphen, window. Parentheses, OS 8.x only, close paren. Used to uncollapse all collapsed windows in the current application. Use keyboard. Keystroke, tilde. A modifier key on the main keyboard. While holding down the tilde key, Outspoken functions move to the main keyboard. Voice settings dialog. Keystroke, command, hyphen, spell. Used to customize the voice that Outspoken uses, the rate, pitch, and modulation of the voice, and the volume of the feedback that you receive. Where in application. Keystroke, command, hyphen, where. Announces the name of the current application, followed by the name of the current window. Where in window. Keystroke, shift, hyphen, where. Announces the location of the pointer as horizontal and vertical coordinates in tenths of an inch increments from the left and top edges of the current window, respectively. Where on screen. Keystroke, where. Announces the location of the pointer as horizontal and vertical coordinates in tenths of an inch increments from the left and top edges of the screen, respectively. If where is held down while moving the mouse, Outspoken will provide continuous readout of the pointer position. Window cycle. Keystroke, shift, hyphen, window. Alternates between bringing the first and second windows in the window menu into the front. If drag feature is active, shift hyphen window can be used to cycle between all open windows in the menu. Window information. Keystroke, option, hyphen, window. Announces the name of the current window and announces if that window is completely visible on the screen. Window menu. Keystroke, window. Opens a menu listing all open windows within the current application. This is the end of the AVA manual for Outspoken for Macintosh users.